Our second feature this week comes from birthday boy Keith Skipper and will be read by Robin Quine.
I seem to be getting the hang of this growing old lark. Just stay alive, keep calm, out of clifftop nightclubs and needless arguments. Then more birthdays are bound to pile up without you hardly noticing. Another one swings gently by today with all the blessings and comforts bestowed in a WhatsApp message from some divine source close to God's waiting room on the Costa del Croma. Apparently, my journey in search of venerable status could have several laps to go. I'm reminded a current total of treble 19, double 11, a useful darts board finish, merely entitles me to limbering up in the nets, exercise in an area renowned for many a long innings. I take a fresh guard, wink at the umpire, and urge him to beware the wides of March before working on my cover drive, lofted edge, all round four, reverse sweep, blind swipe, and extremely late cut past silly point. I've given up blocking and retiring hurt. As a late developer who started early, I must admit it is getting increasingly harder to find a famous historical figure who didn't amount to much at my latest staging post. Comparisons can be odious, but that old adage about being true to yourself at all times still comes in handy as a conscientious salver. An ambition to ripen gratefully on the North Norfolk coast took hold soon after moving the family seat to Cromer in the spring of 1988. Most close relatives and friends hinted strongly it could just be a short-term ruse to hold back the tide of time. I did admit to the old Canute tendency and relishing the prospect of regularly bumping into folk older than me. I refuted most firmly, however, any suggestions I had moved to the seaside simply because that might place me beyond the Inland Revenue Brigade. Crabland can be just as taxing as anywhere else, especially when it's clogged up with holiday traffic. Happily, I can still call upon a fair sprinkling of gnarled natives and comparative newcomers loaded with more years and wisdom than me to help make a little sense of where we've arrived and to shine a good light on the path forward. They do it all without the aid of a safety net or modern technology. One of my long-serving advisers, aware of another birthday in the offing, repeated a good line I passed on to our sons while they were still at school. It's never too late to be what you might have been. Perhaps they're still trying to work that out, along with my constant family homily that this day will never come again. My stock answer to the old question about what my parents and teachers wanted me to be is a one-word indictment of boyish excesses: quiet. There were so many wonderful words to use and share that I forgot to put enough thought space between them. No change there, then, some might say. While I don't have a bucket list of specific things to dip into before the final bell, one or two rather unlikely roles carry lingering appeal. It would be fun to resume homely pop group adventures with old newspaper colleagues who tuned up with me as Captain Boynton's benefit band in the 1960s. Something like dodgy cladding or late addition might work for a drop of pensioner punk. Mountains of more good books still to scale and digest before trying my hand at penning a first novel with a strong Norfolk flavour. Farmer Sutra, a comma busking bender set in Upper Muckwash, and Miss Mardle solves mystery of Sherlock Holmes among strongest contenders. I must continue to follow a healthy crustacean-based diet after hearing half the world will be overweight by 2035. My crystal ball suggests that could be a notable year for comeback bids by Boris Johnson, Katie Price, Donald Trump, Liz Truss and Tony Blair, while Sue Gray moves on from her key job with the Liberal Democrats to set an impartial head of policy for Plaid Cymru. Moans will persist about BBC National and Local Wireless, not as good as it used to be, although Hancock's finest half hour on Radio 2 earns plaudits as best political satire with outstanding matte finish, produced by Roger Bruce and Paul O'Grady. Support for a Western Link road, city status for Rackheath and Heatherset, a devolution deal at any cost, and more traffic-slowing potholes will dominate Norfolk County Council business, while 10-20-minute neighbourhoods may well move up to three-quarters of an hour for bank holidays and royal celebrations. In the meantime, I will use humour, sea air and optimism to help keep a sense of perspective in an increasingly balmy world and treat forthcoming birthdays as opportunities to carry on looking for the best in people younger or older than me. Those of exactly the same vintage will be fully aware of a simple truth behind this old saying. While the grass may well be greener on the other side, their water bills are bound to be higher.
Thank you, Robin. I'll now pass you back to Jane for the final set of news stories.